Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Katowska and I will be your host. This is the UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of study, I would like to share my experience, knowledge, and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, fitness fads, and more. We will be answering your questions, we will have guest speakers, and what's most important, we will exercise together. Yes, you heard me right. In every episode, we will have a healthy dose of exercises that we will do together. So we won't just talk about fit life, we will actually experience the fit life together. Are you ready? Then let's go. Does physical activity increases life expectancy? That's the topic of today's show. Regular, moderate activities have been associated with increasing life expectancy by several years. For example, 150 minutes of exercise or more each week increased life expectancy by about 7 years over those who didn't do regular, moderate exercise. We all know that exercise can help you get fit, reduce body weight, improve balance, and lower your risk for many diseases. But numerous studies have shown that exercise can actually help you live longer. Today, I'm speaking to Kunal, the founder of KMAC Fitness, where they help busy professionals get in the best shape of their lives. Their mission is to add at least 10 to 15 years to their client lives. His own journey with fitness began when he changed his perspective in life after he lost his father to a lung cancer, and he has a great story to share. Kunal, welcome to the show.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good morning. How are you, Kunal, right? Is that how I say
your name? That is, yeah, that's, but most people call me K-Mac, to be fair.
Okay, all right, K. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm just enjoying the sunshine. So we're blessed today. Hopefully it continues.
Oh, I know. Beautiful day. I'm very happy about that. And it's Friday. Hey, nothing better than that, huh?
100%.
So welcome to UK Health Radio. Welcome to my show, Fit Life. I'm glad to have you. I hope we're going to have some very, beneficial and good conversation about subjects that we both very passionate about, which is health, mental health, all those little things here and there that we do and share. So tell us more about yourself, who you are, what are you up to, what are you doing, and why are you here?
Good question.
There you go.
So my name is Kunal Makwana. I am the founder of KMAC Fitness. We are a body transformation company where we specialize in helping, busy professionals get in amazing shape, but also help them stay in amazing shape as well. Because, one thing you don't want to do is, get people in amazing shape and then 2 months later, they're back to square one. And then it becomes such a dangerous thing for your own mental health, that yo-yo effect. So that's one thing we do. And we typically work with, you know, like I said, busy individuals, your CEOs, your working professionals, city worker, entrepreneurs, and busy moms as well at the same time. So the individual's time pool is what we kind of specialize in.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the subject today's topic is does physical activity increase life expectancy? There you go. My pronunciation, my spelling.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really good research on, literally, I think came out like 2-3 months ago on steps and how steps can actually increase life expectancy and also cut down more mortality. But I also think, you know, just generally training can have a huge impact on your, most people look at it just the before and after, right? It's very black and white usually. Mm-hmm. However, most people don't also realize when you do bloods, you can have like completely different readings from when you were 20 kilos heavier and 20 kilos lighter. I've actually had that with my own clients. Like I had one client this week from Canada. She messaged me, goes, "Hey, Kunal, huge wins this week in her check-ins." And she was like, you know, this is my heart rate. My resting heart rate is the lowest it's ever been, which is huge for most people because most people don't really track that. Another thing was like her B12 and iron is the highest it's ever been, right? To her, it's like, it's a massive thing away from just like looking good and feeling good. That's part of feeling good as well at the same time. And one of our mottos as a company is we want to add 10 to 15 years to people's lives. And people will ask me, how do you do that? And the way we do it typically is just making sure that you end up losing body fat and you get some sort of result. And if you do a blood test or, you know, you look at, you do some sort of analysis of your physique or your body, you start to realize, oh my God, like I've lost this amount or I've done this amount. And you see, I've had one client, I remember last August, he messaged me and said to me, "Kunal, I'm off cholesterol tablets. I'm off blood pressure tablets." And I was like, that's a huge win because you want to stay away from that basically.
That's correct. Like I always say to my clients, you know, like your look is secondary for me. For me is how you feel, how your brain and mental health changes, you know, throughout. Because the look is something that you can work and come secondary. Sometimes if you so focus on the process and you start to feel better, the look comes naturally, very slowly, you know. So, and like you mentioned, we have to be very careful with the yo-yo effect and just trying to make it as a lifestyle rather than a trend, a fad, you know, as something that we want for this summer. And then during the winter, we can just, you know, get a little bit lazy. So it's very important to build that awareness and educate people that, you know, healthy living or diet is a lifestyle. It's not something that we do for 2 weeks, for 3 months, for 6 months. You know, that's the misconception about what is diet or what is, you know, fitness or healthy living. So you're a founder of KMAK Fitness, right?
KMAK Fitness.
KMAK, yeah. There you go. Okay, please tell us more about all the agenda of the company and what exactly do you specialize in?
Yeah, so think of the before and afters you see, like most people do. We typically are really focused on that. We help people achieve, you know, essentially results that they never thought they'll be able to achieve. So if you go head over to my website, you know, www.kmafitness.com, you'll see some transformations where you'd be like, is this person on steroids? Is this person this? But most people are just regular individuals. So our goal is to make regular individuals look like superheroes effectively. That's our agenda. pretty much.
That sounds pretty funny. And I know that you're saying, well, you just mentioned this, that you try to extend people's life for 10, 15 years. How you do that? How does that work?
Yeah, so a large part of it is firstly taking care of your health in the very beginning, simple as that. So whenever people decide to jump on board with us, it's not something that they, you know, you think about for a while. I think, you know, generally, even any fitness journey, right? I don't think you just go, I think tomorrow I'm going to start. Some people do that. I think I may be in that, but I think for me, started from like a younger age, but which I'll get into in a minute. But for me, like I said previously, you know, if you do like a blood test and you do a blood test when you're 20 kilos heavier and you do it 20 kilos lighter, you're going to see a huge difference to your numbers, you know, your cholesterol, your blood pressure, potentially, you know, your resting heart rate. All of these things help you live longer. which I think most people don't really realize, right? If you're, let's say if you're currently listening to this and you're on like several medication, your likelihood of actually staying alive for a longer period of time is actually a lot less, probably by less than 10 years, which most people don't really realize. So like, I'm an Asian, I'm an Indian guy, and, you know, in our culture, we kind of celebrate having the pill culture. So it's like, oh, like I know several grandmas or even aunties, like when I'm in social occasions and functions, they'll always be like, hey, I'm currently on this tablet, so I'm currently on that tablet. It's almost like celebrate. It's a weird thing. And I'm like, hold on, we shouldn't be celebrating this at all. So I'm quite big on like going away from that in terms of like the pill culture and staying away from that. So if we can avoid that for as long as you possibly can by taking care of your health, whereas doing simple things like your steps, looking at your nutrition, training, that's the recipe realistically. There is no magic quote unquote pill or anything like that that will actually increase that.
I agree with you 100%. I always say to people, you know, it's better to, it's, well, but actually just coming to your, to a background, that's kind of funny that you said that, because I thought all, you know, more Asian, Indian culture is all about, you know, like the holistic approach. And now you said like you guys celebrate the pill. So you're educating me on something, because I didn't know that you guys big on that type of, you know, medicine, Western medicine. I thought it's more of a holistic approach. Let's try to do internally by, you know, meditation. You guys big on that too, right?
Yeah. No, we are. I think, yeah, we are still quite big on that. But I think that's like, so if you see something on maybe on TV, that would be like a small percentage, I would say, of what it's really like. However, majority of time, it's always like, I know loads of, like a lot of my clients, a lot of the Asians that we work with, I've got guys who come to me, I've had a heart attack last year. I'm like, what? And they're like, I'm on this tablet, on this tablet. So we're quite easy to say, okay, I'll just take this tablet. I'll just take this. I'll take that. So we end up kind of being okay with it, which we shouldn't be okay with it. Because eventually, right, like I said, it puts a lot of pressure on your organs, put a lot of pressure on just generally your heart. Like having all of these medications, like I think it just, like I said, decreases your timeline in this world, in my opinion. Hence why I'm really, really big on actually staying away from them by doing the holistic things, but doing the hard work as well at the same time, right? Most people don't want to put in the work in order to get the results. Hence why obesity is on the rise and, you know, in the Western culture. Now, if that wasn't the case, if people were like, oh, it's easy to get in shape, most people would be in shape to this day. But that's one of the biggest struggles that most people tend to have.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm very much like, whenever something hurts me, I really don't want to take a pill unless it's a real necessity. But I just always feel like once I'm swallowing those pills, something wrong is happening in my body. So I'm always trying to avoid it. The reason why now I'm on my celery juice journey, you know, trying to reduce every form of health issues that I have. And I must tell you, it kind of works. It's not magical. It doesn't work from, you know, boom, one day, but yep. It's already been over 3 months and I can see the difference within my body. And just like you mentioned, the very important thing about blood tests that people don't put too much attention to, especially when they're on the weight loss journey or changing the lifestyle, which is extremely important, because what is inside our body, we cannot see it. So it's very important to check it and then have that little bit before and after, not just before and after, hey, in my swimsuit now and then, you know. So that's very important for people to take more into consideration and control that aspect of their health too.
100%.
So you mentioned about your background. So why fitness? Why this passion for you? What made you to choose this type of lifestyle and job? You know, it's a lot of sacrifices. As you know, we work several hours, long hours, weird hours, 7 days a week sometimes. It's great, but it comes with a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah, 100%. But obviously, like I wouldn't trade it for anything else, to be fair. But my background, like why fitness and what started it, basically started from like a younger age. So my dad died when I was 8 years old, and he died from lung cancer. And for me, that's when I was like, man, health is something that we can't take for granted. Now, I didn't start lifting weights straight away from that age, like 8 years old and stuff. But I came to, I'm also from Kenya, so East Africa. I come from a different country. So for me, coming to England was liberating, because I was like, damn, like people who love sports here, they can do whatever they want. So for me, it kind of opened up my horizons to do something different, because in Kenya, And generally in Africa, you're taught, you know, you're boxed in to like, okay, you can only do, you know, be a lawyer, be an accountant, be a, like, even in the Asian culture to this day, it's still very much like that. Like, I would say, I always call myself like the black sheep of the family because I'm the only one who does something completely different to everyone else. So like, why was it my passion? Because, and it still is my passion to this day. So it started obviously from that. I love sports and I was like, I'm only going to be involved in sports. That's why I said to myself at like probably age 12, I did sports science. And then after like high school, I'm like, I'm only going to focus on one thing. Like I really niched down from a younger age. Hence why I'm like, I love what I do now because I'm like, that's the only thing I know. And then I went to university. Long story short, I did a degree in sports psychology. So I was really interested in working with athletes. However, I started going to the gym at that age as well. So about 16, 17, 18, my love for the gym outgrew my love for like sports psychology, but also for me going to college and going to lectures and stuff. I actually stopped going to lectures. I actually was way more focused on my gym life, basically. Like I would sleep 10 hours a day just so I can recover well and then be in the gym for like 3 hours. Like I was literally that kind of meathead. And then basically I transformed myself. And then a lot of people were like, dude, like, what have you done? Like, can you help me out? Can you like, and I don't know if, I remember Snapchat was really popular like 6-7 years ago, right? So I used to post my food every single day. Think of like what fit pros do to this day, like, oh, day in the life. I was doing that quite early on. And one of my mates, who's actually now one of our coaches, my best mate now, he actually goes to me, he goes, hey man, could you help me out? Like I need help basically. I need to basically lose a bit of this belly fat. I said, cool, let's do it. And it was the worst thing I did potentially. Like it was like the paleo diet. And I was like, yeah, do this. It was very unsustainable. But again, you learn from mistakes. Gave him that. He transformed. And I was like, whoa, this feels amazing. I left university. I'm thinking, hold on. There isn't many people actually helping us people out. Like the Asians. I don't know many people. And I would be in the gym. And I'd be like, firstly, I was like, the personal training industry, like, why is no one getting results? Like, what's really, really going on? And then, yeah, long story short, qualified as a personal trainer straight like after university. I joined a body transformation company, which was the best thing for me in my career because the whole goal was focused on results, getting people from A to B and getting them in the best shape of life. So for me, like two and a half years working for that company was really, really good. And then I left at the end of 2020, set up my own. And then now we've kind of scaled up to like 5 different coaches. And yeah, our goal is pretty simple to get people, you know, amazing results. But it also came down to like, my passion was to go against the norm in our culture. You know, cause like I said, Asians typically will always get boxed into, we work really hard and so on. But when it comes down to like our own health, we don't look after it. And also we don't do anything outside the box. So it's always, you know, I'm going to be an accountant, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be a doctor, dentist or whatever. It's ironic because we actually help those people nowadays get in shape. But yeah, that's what I wanted to avoid from a younger age. And I think I've kind of succeeded in that now.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned about your dad dying when you were 8, right?
Yep.
Did that have any impact on you at that time, perhaps mentally or emotionally? And was a sport a type of way to escape?
Good question. That's a really good question. Probably I'd say, because again, I came to this country and it's completely new. Like sport back then, like even in Africa, it was there. And even like, you know, you'd get football on TV and stuff like that. But we weren't really into it, like me and my brother. But we loved, I don't know what it was about sport. I think it was like the whole, it was showcased amazingly well. It's at the end of the day, like you go to a football match, you watch a football match. It's like there's an end sense of like, oh my God, this is going to be like amazing to watch. Is this going to be it's like a cinematic in a way, weirdly enough. So for us, we kind of really fed into that. But would I say it was an escape? Not really. Cause at that moment it was quite tough. My mom as well, for her was really, really tough. You know, she turned into a single parent then, raising 2 kids in England. It was a bit different for her as well. So I would say it wasn't escapism, but at the same time, maybe would be. I you know, if you speak to psychologists, maybe
perhaps, you know, subconsciously, yeah. As a child, yep. Sometimes we don't have that control, but subconsciously we choose something that is our happy space. I can relate to that because yep. I feel like I got into sport just because that was naturally something that I was, no one pushed me into this really that much. I just knew it. I need to go for a run. I need to do this because my head will go, you know, crazy. So I think sometimes as a children, we know better than when we are adults what's good for us because it's just natural. Our brain is drawn into something and we just follow that.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I personally think anyway. But what happened was I wasn't like a, I wasn't a sporty kid. What I mean by that, I was like, I love sports. I was actually in cricket teams. I was in football teams, but my body didn't like resonate that. Like I was still a chubby kid. So I wouldn't say it straight away was an escapism. I think food may be an escapism at that moment, but that's because also like I lived in this country where like so much more food and also more sugars and so on. So you kind of like have that as well. But yeah, sport was definitely probably an escape in that moment. But my body didn't really resonate to that, if that makes sense. Like my body was still, I wasn't ripped or anything like that at 16. Like I still had to work really, really hard. And I still have to work hard to this day to make maximize like my own journey as well.
So, you know, living in two different continents, can you see the difference in people's eating habits as well and the food quality?
Yeah, food quality for sure. So I actually coach a lot of people now from my own home country as well in Kenya. You know, they're also of the different bracket, though. They're a bit more wealthier, so they can like afford a lot more in terms of like variety and choices. But you know, growing up in Tanzania and even Kenya, like you'd get boxed into certain meals as well. Like you wouldn't be able to be like Monday, Thursday, it would be the typical, okay, you're gonna have breakfast here. It'll be like typical three meals a day, heavy carbs, heavy fats. And to this day, I still think people run that way. I don't think it's completely changed. That being said, I think more and more people are aware of like health benefits of like, you know, having a bit more of this, having a bit more protein, like simple changes people are making for sure. In our country, you know, you have, I think the internet's also an amazing thing now as well, right? You can find out a lot of information. It can be a bad thing as well at the same time, because too much information can be a bad thing. But I've noticed now that more and more people are actually like in Kenya reaching out to us. And we live in, we're based in England, right? Obviously we can work worldwide, but more and more people are reaching out to us, which is a very, very good thing. So for us, it's like, if we can help people worldwide within this, even if they're from like, let's say, quote unquote, third world country, they're way more open and receptive to taking, you know, control of their own body and change. Because most people, when I was 20 years ago, when I was there, no one actually cared about the gym. You played a bit of sports, maybe badminton and squash on the weekends, but you still ate like crap and so on. You didn't really care about like how you looked. And I think now it's changing, maybe because of social media. I'm not too sure.
Right. So it's you would say perhaps more cultural is the background, isn't it? This is how people move from, you know, hour to hour daily basis. Right. So, yeah. You know, do you believe that healthy mind equals healthy body? And if yes, how does it work?
Yeah, I think that's a great question as well. I mean, it all starts from the mind, right? When you think about it, mm-hmm. You know, generally like, but I also think if you're unhealthy to a large extent, you're going to do something about it. Like, let's say you have a heart attack tomorrow. You know, that's an eye opener to a different level where you're like, I need to do something about it. I've had a client who came to me, had a heart attack at 27. You know, he had a pacemaker at 27. You know, he came to me now in his 40s and he lost 20 kilos, right? But that doesn't mean that he changed straight away, if that makes sense. Would I still say he had a healthy mind throughout that? Probably. But I do believe that, you know, I would say healthy mind could potentially equal healthy body could equal healthy mind. Like if we can flip it around, because I do think, you know, you start to, what do most people say when they like feel good or they look good? They start to, I feel confident. I feel less. I feel like you feel mentally different as well at the same time. So I would say I'd flip them up. That's how I would probably go with it. But I definitely think there is, you know, vice versa comparisons and 100%. Like for me as well, I would say, you know, it's definitely worked well for me taking care of my own body, which is now taking care of my own mind. Because mental health now is way more prevalent than ever, in my opinion as well.
Yeah, I would flip it around because I would say everything starts with your head. Strong mind creates habits, creates discipline. And so I always had a strong body, but because my mind wasn't really on point with my body, so I would kill my body, overdo things just because I couldn't mentally deal with certain things or discipline myself. Even as much as discipline I can be, I'm a boxer, so clearly the discipline is there, but certain thing my brain at that time couldn't do. Now within my experience, how I try to flip things around, do less and work on my brain and psychic more, I can see different results. So I would say me personally, my experience is that everything starts with our mindset. And so if the mindset is right, if I decide in my head, Natalia, this has to change, something has to change, even though I might look great, feel confident, because there's nothing I would change, but I would change the way I see things and how I approach things. That's why I ask you the question, because I'm very interested how people, other professionals from the same field, think about it and feel about it. That's my motto. Healthy mind equals healthy body, you know. So and mental health is crucial. It's crucial in any aspect of life, but especially when it comes to your health, physical health, I think is very much still underestimated. That's why I try to, you know, spread that awareness.
No, I don't disagree with that, like to a large extent anyway, because I do think the mindset, like my degree was in sports psychology. So my whole thing is also, I'm so interested in the psyche of an individual. Like I said, I did sports psychology because I wanted to work with athletes. I watched one football game one time. I saw in 2011, Fernando Torres, who was playing for Chelsea at that time, he missed an open goal. And I was like, and literally the whole world was against him, it felt like. And I was like, damn, he's going through so much psychologically right now. It would be good to help someone out like that, right? Which was then like the beginning of my own degree. But then it went into obviously like a different stratosphere. I still use sports psychology to this day with my own clients. I 100% agree. Like the mindset element is absolutely huge. But I also think it strengthens when you do end up getting like a healthier physique. Having had feedback from clients and they've said to me like, you know, where I was, you know, 10 years, 5 years ago, you know, my mind was this way, this way, this way. Now having taken action, it's now taken me to this next level. And I think sometimes it's that start. When you take a start, it becomes a game changer in the long run at the same time as well.
My dog is barking. Well, not my dog, but my friend's dog. I had to let me, sorry. Okay, come here, little monkey. All right. Yeah, I fully agree. You know, because when you look at the different athletes and you go with their life journey, for example, I don't know, one of my favorite ones is Tyson. You can see how fantastic, phenomenal of an athlete he is, how strong, undefeated. But when mentally he wasn't there, he was losing, right? So it really didn't matter how fantastic he was physically. When mind took over, he was losing crazy fights, the one that he was, you know, then winning later on. So that's the whole thing about, for me, you know, psychology in sport and fitness in life is it plays extremely important part. So what would you say it's your client's main problem, if there is any particular problem, and what are the physical limitation or perhaps mental, if there are any?
We kind of spoke about it right now, like it's the mindset. That's the probably the number one, right? Like most people, like we said, can walk, can run, you know, you're not limited as much as most people think they are. I think it's they mentally limit themselves to a large extent. You know, I think most people have this identity sometimes, which is like, I can't do this. Like I've had people come to me, you know, on consultations and I'm like, oh, I can't do this. I'm like, but you've not even attempted one thing yet. Like, why are you boxing yourself into this identity of I can't? Eventually, you're going to start to believe you can't ever. And I think a lot of people sometimes have that ability. Other problems I will say is like, you know, we work with time poor professionals, right? So, you know, having busy jobs, you know, I've worked with CEOs who have multiple companies and, you know, they're trying to, you know, their days are way more packed than what most people can actually envision. You know, they're working 20 hours a day. How can you fit in your steps? How can you fit in your training session? So we have to work around that. And for, you know, one of my things is like, you know, we want to solve problems. We don't want to create problems. So for us, it's like, how can we solve as many problems within a weekly basis with each of our clients? And that's how they end up getting results with us, because we try and solve that. And again, we talk to them about, you know, the psychology element. You know, we also have like specialists in our team as well that can help with it. So for us, it's a big deal. When we speak to individuals, it's like, what is the main issue? Let's go and solve that main issue. But like I said, time and mindset is probably the biggest one. And obviously you'll have the other things like adherence and so on, but that comes down to like just the mindset ability than anything else, right? And having that kind of potential, why do you want to really do this? Because most people sometimes can afford certain things, can do it, but then it's like, it feels really, really good in the moment to be like, I'm super excited for this, because you know, people get inspiration porn is a thing, like in my opinion, because people like will be on Instagram and say, oh my God, I'm so inspired by this. They watch a YouTube video, I'm so inspired. But the difference is, can you take action over a consistent period of time in order to be like, yep, I did it? Most people generally can't. hence why they always get inspired, and they'll always watch stories of people who got it. Like, they'll be like, oh, this person's amazing. But most people can do the same thing. It's just they don't have the mental fortitude to do it. So I'd say that's probably like a couple of kind of issues. But, you know, those are the things that I think, like I said, mental is the biggest one, though.
So, you know, if I'm a completely someone new into fitness sport world, I'm coming to you to help me, how the whole process looks like, if you can guide us through your entire client one-to-one process.
Yeah, so initially obviously people would inquire whether it's through Instagram or see our website or through a referral, and then what would happen, we're normally booking a chat. So just similar to this, we'll have an actual proper chat. I would always show them like our systems and processes, like behind the scenes, like what we do to get people results. Show them results that they can actually resonate to as well. So if it's like a lady who's had like, you know, two kids, and you know, she's coming to us, she wants to lose the post-pregnancy, but you know, body fat, and she's like, I want to help, can you help me with this? We'll show an example like, hey, we did it with this lady. You can do the same thing. And then after that, you know, they get payment done. And then what happens is usually we onboard them into our kind of journey. We have a four phase methodology. So our four phase methodology is like a journey in what this journey or what this fitness journey is going to look like for you individually. So, you know, most people come to us like, you know, they come into us and we're like, okay, what do you really want to achieve? It will never be like, don't just tell me you want to lose body fat. Like, give me this. That's the surface level. Go a bit deeper than this. You know, and then why do you want to really do this? So if it's for guys, you know, you will always be like, I want to get abs, right? Because most people do. And then when we go deeper into it, it could be like, because I lack confidence or for my mental health or this reason, that reason. And then we kind of reverse engineer the process for them, kind of outline how long it could take potentially, and then give them a clear defined goal. And then they'll check in with us each week, pretty much through, we have an app that we tend to use. So everything is in one place. So from pictures, your training logs, everything in there, as well as that, you know, they have a community as well. So they're not doing this like by themselves. You know, they have like, we have a three-tier system, which for accountability. So we have peer-to-peer, which is typically like, you know, people are on the same journey as you right now. So people going through the same fat loss journey. Then we have alumni accountability, which is people who've already gone through the journey and are in different phases. So you can actually, resonate to them. And then you have expert accountability, which is like our one-to-one coaching. So that's how we typically tend to do it. And that's what we do to get results.
Right. It's your first consultation for free. Do you charge your, it's something to figure out, little interview, right? So people can, you know, when they
check. And they're usually like half an hour, you know, we're just trying to figure out like, our goal is, are we the best fit for each other? Like if we're not, like if we're like, look, I don't think we can actually help you. We'd actually say, look, we can't help you out. May refer you to someone else instead. If we think, you know, if they've done loads of things or they're after a quick fix, we'll actually say to them, don't even bother coming to us. I've actually stopped the call before. I'm like, hey, keep saying you want to do this in a month. We don't do anything to do with the month. We have a minimum of 4 months. So will you be okay with that? And they're like, oh, I don't know. Okay. I said, look, I don't think this is going to work. No point carrying on with this call. We're just going to end it right now. Because again, we know nothing's going to happen in a month. You may feel okay, but nothing's realistically going to happen.
Exactly. It's always good to be very objective, realistic, and just don't give people false hopes. And just for everyone out there, nothing's going to happen in a month's time. It's just not possible. I always tell my clients, like, how many years you haven't trained and how many years did you, you know, produce all this body fat? Now, at least half of it or give yourself a long time to lose it too. You cannot just, you know, keep gaining weight for 30, 40, 50 years, but then expect month or two to lose it. It's just impossible. Possible. Yep. So what's next for KMAC Fitness for you? What's coming up?
Yeah, so for us, we're launching like a membership site very, very, very soon. So that's going to be private to our own clients, which is going to be full of like education portal, more videos and on like different phases and what you're going to expect. Our goal is to really just continuously build and get more transformations. You know, we're in different countries now. We're in Australia, America, India, Dubai, majority of England. We want to continuously hit different countries as well for us, different markets. So we want to continuously grow as well. Obviously, I don't know what they will be in 5 years' time. If you said to me a year ago, I'd be in this place, I'd be like, probably not. So I normally go year by year. 5 years is a very long time in fitness. We know we age in a year basically in fitness quite quickly. So yeah, I think 5 years is a long time, but I think for me it's just continuously grow. We've got a team now, and you know, they're getting amazing results as well at the same time.
That's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you for this interview. Pretty on point, you know, all information that we needed, we got it. So whoever's interested, we will obviously provide all the social media so they will be able to check you out, contact you if someone is interested. But thank you for taking your time and doing this with us. Another beneficial interview. Love it.
No problem.
Thank you. And thank I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And now it's time for our workout. But before we continue, here are some valuable information from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things. Make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, team, so let's work out together. So today we're gonna have some cardio. We've done a lot of upper body core, we did some leg work, and today we're gonna focus on some cardio. So very quick little bit of HIIT element to your daily routine. We're gonna focus on sprints today in a spot, some split lunges with the jump and burpees. So as I mentioned, first one, sprints. Because we wanted to make sure that our workouts are available for any type of place we're in, either office, home, or maybe outside, outdoor, anywhere, I want you to focus on sprints in the spot. But if you can actually sprint, do a meters, then do and go for it, please. Okay, so sprints in the spot. I want you to guys stay on your toes, both your feet, and as fast as you can, move your feet. Like you're sprinting, exactly like that. And you want to make sure you're moving your arms with you. You want to do it for at least 20, 30, or maybe even 40 seconds, if possible. If you can, try it. And then take 30 seconds rest, no more than 30 seconds. You should be pretty well recovered after 30 seconds. Then number two, move on to split lunges with the jump. Add that nice long tall jump, land on your toes, both your feet, and keep switching legs. Left, right, left, right. If you have bad knees like myself, you don't need to add the jump. You can just keep going for walking lunges. Walk forward, walk backwards. Keep changing. Go for, again, at least 30, 40 seconds. After a rest, we're going to go for the last one, burpees. So everyone hate me for that, but we do love our burpees. I mean, we hate them, but we love them. It's hate and love relationship, actually. So you want to drop that chest all the way down to the floor, like you're lying on the floor, and then push yourself and jump all the way high up. Make sure you clap on top or have your hands on your neck all the way up. Jump, jump, jump. And again, at least 30, 40 seconds. You should be able to fit between 15 to 20 burpees within 40 seconds. And repeat this set of those three exercises at least 2-3 times. Within the next 5 minutes, you should be pretty sweaty. Okay, team. Well, that's a little bit of HIIT cardio work for today. Thank you so much for working out with me. And stay tuned for more. After all, if exercise reduces your chance of getting heart disease or cancer, then you've reduced your risk of dying from these diseases. But the longevity benefit is not just as a result of reducing your risk of chronic diseases. It's never too late to start exercising. Even if you have been sedentary for many years, it is not too late to reap the benefits of exercise. Studies have found that people who are overweight or who have been inactive for years can increase their life expectancy by adding moderate physical activity to their routine. If you haven't been active or are thinking of increasing your activity, be sure to talk to your doctor. Based on your current health, your doctor might have recommendations for type of activity and how much can get you started. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as well as our short workout together. Please visit my Instagram, FitnessWithNK, where you can leave your comments, message, any ideas, any suggestions for future shows. Visit my website, www.nataliakotowska.com, for more workouts and more information. Thank you very much for tuning in today, and thank you for listening. I will see you next time.